Good evening, and welcome to Christ Church Cathedral. Most especially if you're a guest with us this evening, we're very happy to have you with us, and Merry Christmas to you all. The order of service is pretty much as it's printed, with the exception of one thing that was overlooked, and that is that we have Sally Dibble with us this evening in the choir, and she is going to sing O Holy Night after communion. So that will happen without announcement. And we're happy to have our bishop with us here tonight, and thanks to Thomas Gonder at the organ and to members of the adult choir, and Merry Christmas to all. The service this evening is from the Book of Common Prayer, and it is the Holy Eucharist, and begins on page 67 with the Collect for Purity. As we kneel, let us pray. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onwards and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Here ends the lesson.
The response to the first lesson is the Psalm Cantate Domino, Psalm 98. You'll find the text in the prayer book on page 455.
The epistle is written in the first chapter of the letter to the Hebrews, beginning at the first verse. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by a Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he has created all worlds. He is the reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God's very being, and he sustains all things by his powerful word. We had made purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. Here ends the epistle.
Oh, my God, this my dream joy, say. as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise be to thee, O
May my words to you be in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please sit down. The writer of the Narnia Chronicles, C.S. Lewis, was famously a Grinch when it came to Christmas. In a letter to a friend, he said that he did not send presents or cards except to children. And in 1956, he wrote an essay called Xmas and Christmas. And the X was not an X, but was EX, and stood for excess and Christmas. And he said, basically, all gift-giving and card-sending was a recent invention by business people to make money. And he went on to say that by Christmas, people were so exhausted by the excess that they missed the profundity of the incarnation. Now, Lewis wrote in a different time, in a different country, but as I've reflected on Christmas this year, I've been struck once again by the profundity of the story. And despite his grumpiness about the season, Lewis saw the depth of what happened in Palestine all those years ago. In his Narnia Chronicle, The Last Battle, he wrote this: "Once in our world, a stable had something in it that was bigger than our whole world. Once in our world, a stable had something in it that was bigger than our own world." It was the poor shepherds around the town of Bethlehem who were called by the angels to see this thing which God had done. And this thing which was bigger than our whole world was that God had entered the world as a human being. To use an image from Thomas Aquinas, the first cause of creation chose to enter the world in the form of the created. And as Jeffrey just read to us, in the words of John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In some ways, I'm a bit of a Grinch, like Lewis. I always try to send Christmas cards that focus on the nativity stories, the stable, the shepherds, the angels, or the wise men, rather than Santa Claus and pretty little houses. And the reason I do this is because the birth of the Christ child is the essence of the season. It is the mystery of God with us, which we're to reflect upon. It is the mystery of God with us that we are to reflect upon. In 2009, Simon Sinek, or Sinek, I'm never sure which it is, wrote a book that started a movement. It's called Start With Why, How Great Leaders Inspire Everyone to Take Action. And in it, he argues that when we do things, when we do anything, we ask questions like what, how, when, but we miss the most important question, which is why? Why? Give you an example. The Apple Corporation is a classic example of the why being not what people think it is. If you were to ask most people, and perhaps this is in the days of Steve Jobs rather than today, but if you were to ask most people, what is the why of the Apple Corporation, they'd say to build computers, or even to build electronic gadgets. But actually the why of the Apple Corporation was none of those things. It was actually to disrupt computers, so that instead of a mainframe which filled the building this size, you got down to a desktop. To disrupt the music industry, so that instead of having CDs and records, you had a little tiny, back then, iPod. To disrupt the telephone industry, so that you got it all just, now I know this isn't an Apple, it's the other one. But nonetheless, you've got so much computing power on one of these that the whole telephonic industry was disrupted. That's the why of the Apple Corporation. So what is the why of the incarnation? What is the why of Christmas? And Lewis, in his book Mere Christianity, tells us why. The Son of God, this is why he came, the Son of God became human to enable people to become children of God. That's the why of this season. The Son of God became human to enable people to become children of God. God's purpose from the beginning of time was that all people would be children who related to him. If we want to see this symbolized in the Bible, we only have to consider the Jews, also known as the children of Israel. These children, when they were formed into a nation in the land of the promise, were not to have a king, only God. But they fought against that and demanded a human ruler, and it didn't go well. This intention of God shows what it was to have been like for all of humanity and will be like in the future when the new heaven and the new earth is established. Humans have walked away from child status. We turned our back on God and walked away from child status. We have, therefore, according to St. Paul, have to be adopted back into the family of God. And this was God's why at the incarnation, to enable us to be adopted into his family as was intended. And this why of God is based in God's self-emptying, in other words, becoming a human being, in Christ, and God's self-giving love. Given that God had a why, what is our why if we're followers of Christ? God's why is to enable us to gain that status of children. 2 weeks ago, I was at a retreat led by the Bishop of Nova Scotia and Prince Edward Island, Sandra Fife. And her theme was Mary, the mother of Jesus. And she quoted someone called Diana Butler Bass, who wrote this. And this is profound. If you don't remember anything else, remember this. Mary smuggled God into the world in her body. Mary smuggled God into the world in her body. These words have great depth. It was a great sacrifice for Mary to do this, and a great risk for God in Christ to undertake such a journey. Yet quietly, he was smuggled into the world. Jesus, God with us. A few people noticed, some shepherds, and obviously his parents. And we are told in the Bible that as we follow Jesus, God, the Holy Spirit, lives in us and the church. And that is how we too smuggle God into the world. Because God lives in those who follow Christ. God with us goes into situations every day. And our purpose, our why, is to show the love of God to others. This Christmas, we're to focus on the Christ child, in whom dwells the fullness of God. Knowing that God acted in order to restore us to our status of children under the rule of the King. And as we go out into the next year, we are to smuggle God into the situations in which we find ourselves, so that people can discover their status as children of God. In a world which so easily feels as if it's falling apart at the moment, the hope is of the Christ child, who grows into Christ the man, who grows into Christ on the cross, who grows into Christ the resurrected one, who grows into Christ the ascended one, and who will return to bring healing, hope, and peace into a broken universe. Amen.
Page in the prayer book is number 71, and we'll turn there and stand and confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. Page 71. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. And in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, through whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man,
and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Brothers and sisters, you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might become rich. Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, for ever and ever. All that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. All things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee. As you kneel, let us pray for Christ's Holy Catholic Church. We offer in our prayers this night all those who are called, elected, or appointed to offices of leadership in Christ's Church. We remember David, our bishop, Matthias, bishop of our companion diocese. This night we pray for peace on earth and for the unity of all Christian people. We're asked, especially in the Anglican cycle of prayer this day, to remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem and for the people of Bethlehem. Let us pray for all those areas in our world that are this night war-torn. Pray for the leaders of nations. Let us pray for our missionaries at home and abroad. Let us remember before God those who have departed this life and are at rest, remembering especially Betty McDougall. Let us pray for the whole state of Christ's Church, militant here in earth. Almighty and ever-living God, who by thy holy apostle has taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for all people, we humbly beseech thee most mercifully to accept our alms and oblations and to receive these our prayers which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord. And grant that all they that do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word and live in unity and godly love. We beseech thee also to lead all nations in the way of righteousness and so to guide and direct their governors and rulers, that thy people may enjoy the blessings of freedom and peace. And grant unto thy servant Charles, our king, and to all that are put in authority under him, that they may truly and impartially administer justice to the maintenance of thy true religion and virtue. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops, priests, and deacons, that they may both by their life and doctrine set forth thy true and living word and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments. Prosper, we pray thee, all those who proclaim the gospel of thy kingdom among the nations, and to all thy people give thy heavenly grace, and especially to this congregation here present, that with meek heart and due reverence they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. And we most humbly beseech thee of thy goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succor all them who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity, especially those for whom our prayers are desired, those who we may wish to mention in silence or aloud. We remember before thee, O Lord, all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear, and we bless thy holy name for all who in life and death have glorified thee, beseeching thee to give us grace that rejoicing in their fellowship, we may follow their good examples and with them be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honor and glory, world without end. Amen. Ye that do truly and earnestly repent you of your sins and are in love and charity with your neighbors and intend to lead the new life following the commandments of God and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith and take this holy sacrament to your comfort and make your humble confession, to Almighty God. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all men, we acknowledge and confess our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed by thought, word, and deed against thy divine majesty. We do earnestly repent and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. For thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honor and glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of his tender mercy hath promised forgiveness of sin, to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Hear what comfortable words our Savior Christ saith unto all that truly turn to him. Come unto me, all that labor and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, to the end that all that believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Hear also what St. Paul saith. This is a true saying and worthy of all to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Hear also what St. John saith. If anyone sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins.
The Lord be with you.
Jesus.
Blessing and glory and thanksgiving be unto thee, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to take our nature upon him and to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there by his one oblation of himself once offered, a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute and in his holy gospel command us to continue a perpetual memorial of that his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we, receiving these thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this as oft as ye shall drink it in remembrance of me." Wherefore, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, we, thy humble servants, with all thy holy church, remembering the precious death of thy beloved Son, his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming again in glory, do make before thee in this sacrament of the holy bread of eternal life and the cup of everlasting salvation the memorial which he hath commanded. And we entirely desire thy fatherly goodness mercifully to accept this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, most humbly beseeching thee to grant that by the merits and death of thy Son, Jesus Christ, and through faith in his blood, we and all thy whole church may obtain remission of our sins and all other benefits of his passion. And we pray that by the power of thy Holy Spirit, all we who are partakers of this holy communion may be fulfilled with thy grace and heavenly benediction, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory be unto thee, O Father Almighty, world without end. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. We do not presume to come to this thy table. on page 85 of the prayer book. As you kneel, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee that thou dost graciously feed us in these holy mysteries with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, assuring us thereby of thy favor and goodness towards us, and that we are living members of his mystical body, which is the blessed company of all faithful people, and are also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom. And here we offer and present unto thee, O Lord, ourselves, our souls, and bodies, to be a reasonable, holy, and living sacrifice unto thee. And although we are unworthy, yet we beseech thee to accept this, our bounden duty and service, not weighing our merits, but pardoning our offenses, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honor and glory, world without end. Amen.
And now may the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be among us and remain with us and with all for whom we pray, this night and forevermore. Amen.